Hi, this is Erin from Fit Bottomed Girls.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Jen.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Kristen.
Hi, this is Fit Bottomed Girl Margo.
You are listening to the podcast that will not only help you to keep a lid on the junk in the trunk, but will also help inspire you to live a happy, healthier life full of confidence.
Each episode, we talk about current events and our favorite articles from the sites. Plus, we chat with experts in food, health, nutrition, meditation, fitness, and more.
If you've been looking for that one podcast that will make you laugh as you learn more about yourself, well, then welcome to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. This is episode 2 of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Yay! This is Margo. I'm based in Brooklyn. I'm Margo FBG. And on the line, we have Kristen.
Hello.
And we have Jen.
What up?
And we're so excited. We were just talking off the air how excited we are because today's guest on our show is going to be April Ross, and she's a beach volleyball champion. And we're all just so excited about the Olympics, and we're going to be talking to her later today. So just wanted to say we're really excited about that. Let me just let you know ahead of time, this is the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. You can find us at fitbottomgirls.com/podcast, but you can always follow us Google Play, iTunes, SoundCloud, and Stitcher, and you can find us there. And if you find us, please subscribe. And if you like what you hear, leave a few stars. If you love what you hear, leave a review. Amazing. So, ladies, I want to start off this little chit-chat today. First, to tell you, because Jen and Kristen, I write for you guys, and I'm based in New York, I've gotten to go to so many great events in the city. And these are just some of the Olympians I've met because of the two of you. I met Dana Vollmer, the swimmer, Gabby Douglas, the gymnast.
That's so cool.
So cool. I met Hope Solo a couple of years ago when she was trying out for the bobsled team.
Whoa. Oh, my God.
Yeah. Or the slalom, excuse me. Yeah, the slalom. And Kelly O'Hara?
Kelly O'Hara. Yeah.
Kelly. I met her just a couple of months ago, and she's really psyched to go there. So I have to ask you guys, how much do you love the Summer Olympics? Like a lot or really a lot?
I'm jealous of your experience.
Yeah, seriously.
Wait, I'm like, we gave you, where's, I want that experience. I clearly need to live in New York City.
It's been really great. So what are your favorite summer games? I love swimming for some reason. I get really excited about that one. Maybe it's all the great bodies on display, but yeah. I love swimming.
I love swimming. I also love, I love track and field just because mm-hmm. it's something, I mean, obviously I can't like run that fast, but I run. You know, so I can kind of like relate a little bit to it or kind of aspire to it. And then I think when it comes to drama and looking at an Olympic sport where like everything is on the line, gymnastics, man. I mean, it's just, it's crazy. And yeah, like what they can do with their strength is just so incredible.
And they're so graceful too. Yeah. Like on top of that, they're beautiful and athletic. They're artistic and athletic at the same time. Same thing with ice skating. I love figure skating for that reason. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. What about you, Kristen?
Well, I mean, it's going to sound like I'm kissing up based on our guest later, but you guys, beach volleyball. Beach freaking volleyball. I am so excited. And I mean, like I've gone and seen a few tournaments here in Florida when they've come through with the AVP and all of that. And, you know, so I've gotten to meet a few players and I just think it's such an exciting sport. And, you know, watching the, you know, speaking of like drama, like watching the relationship between the two people on the court, because when it's only two of you, you know, and I haven't played obviously at this sort of level at all. But I played indoor a decent amount and just the sort of communication and everything that you've got to have in order for that to work when you only have two of you covering all of that sand is just really fascinating to watch. And then, I mean, their skill and their athleticism and, I really, really can't wait. Men's and women's both. I think it's just fantastic.
It's another case of like their bodies being on display. They wear those like very tight, small, little bathing suits and people are looking at them and checking them out and they're very muscular and fit and you know, they're kind of on display, but then they're just being badasses on the beach, which is a very unstable surface to like try to do anything, much less play a game.
Running in sand is not an easy task.
It's the worst.
Seriously. Yeah, it's kind of the worst. Yeah. So do either of you have a favorite like Olympics or an Olympic memory?
You know, it's funny. My favorite Olympics memory, I was really kind of like thinking about this, the other day when, just cause there's been so much Olympic stuff, but last summer Olympics, my husband and I were in Jamaica and it was, and like the Olympics were going on and the track and field competitions were going on. And obviously like Usain Bolt is like a big deal anywhere, but especially in Jamaica. And I think actually like one of my favorite Olympic memories is just being in Jamaica and like watching the country respond to that, because every single place we go, like we'd be in a restaurant and we kind of look around and be like, where's all of the staff? Like where is everyone? And then everyone would be huddled around like one TV cheering and watching. And it was just such like a cool, it was cool to be out of the country and to see a different country's experience with the games, from that. So that's my favorite Olympics memory.
Awesome. So Kristen, what's yours?
Well, this is such a hard one for me because I really feel like I have a lot. I remember watching, figure skating as a kid and watching Christy Yamaguchi. And I mean, just everything about her blew me away. I recorded her, final long performance and had that tape for years and years and years. So that was really special. And then last year, honestly, watching Kerry Walsh and Misty May Trainer play against April and her partner in the finals. And it was Misty's final, you know, final game before retirement. And it was so emotional. So I really loved that.
Wow. You're like a super fan.
I really am.
Beach volleyball.
I'm really hoping I keep it together. I don't want to make a fool of myself. I'm really excited.
Like there's a reason why we're talking to April.
Yeah, exactly. We're both the Olympics freaks. I mean, I guess what's like my favorite summer Olympics, it's actually when I was a kid and it was the LA one, and maybe because it took place in America and everybody got caught up in the fever and America won like everything that season. I think that's just one of my favorite memories. I wanted to be in LA to be a part of it because it's always taking place in some exotic part of the world.
Yeah.
And for this one, they were like running on the freeway. But I remember being really into it. So, okay. So you guys, this is my next question. What's your favorite sports movie? It doesn't have to be about an Olympic sport, but, what's your favorite sports movie of all time? No pressure.
It's so hard. It's so hard. You know, I think for me, it is personally a tie between, okay, I think the better of my two favorite movies, I'm gonna pick two, is, A League of Their Own. I think A League of Their Own is funny and girl power and, I mean, just awesome. It's hilarious. And then, my guilty pleasure pick is The Cutting Edge.
Toe pick!
Totally!
Oh,
how cute is DB Sweeney in that?
Adorbs.
Oh my god.
They are so great together, but I had the biggest crush on him from that movie. That's a great choice.
I mean, I love figure skating. CR, I don't know how many times, like, as a kid. Like, over and over.
Over and over. And so what about you, Kristen?
Well, I was going to go with The Cutting Edge, without any caveat about it being a guilty pleasure. I just love it. But, I mean, I can recite that thing word for word, but I mean, Hoosiers, like, oh,
yes. So good. Yeah.
That's the best movie. I saw that on a plane, you know, when people used to watch movies on planes, I guess they still do, but I remember on that plane for that movie, everyone was watching it. And at the end, when they win, spoiler, the whole plane erupted into applause. Like we were all so totally enraptured with this whole thing. That's one of my, that's a great choice. That's one of my favorites. So I guess my favorite of all time, I guess we'll do a guilty pleasure and then a fun one. So my guilty pleasure is Cool Runnings, going back to the Olympics.
Oh, that's so good.
John Candy, the Jamaican bobsled team. Like that's so amazing. I love that movie. I watch it. It always makes me sad because I miss John Candy. He was so wonderful. And then, my favorite sports movie, I can watch this anytime, day or night, busy, not busy, good mood, bad mood. It's Miracle.
Oh.
I can watch that movie.
Oh, yeah.
I love that movie, 8 Ways to Sunday. I remember that Olympics. I was young, but I remember that Olympics and it brought so much joy to my family. And that movie, and it's just filled with cute boys playing hockey and Kurt Russell. I mean, what's better than that?
Yeah. All the feels, man. All the feels.
Totally, totally. Okay. So my last question before we go on to our April Russ interview. So do you guys, how do you watch the Olympics? Do you watch it in real time? Do you record it and watch it later? Do you avoid the news? Like when they say on the radio, turn the radio off if we're going to, you know, you don't want to know who won. Like, what kind of a Olympic viewer are you? Jen first.
I am a DVR. I like to watch things in real time, but I hate commercials so much. And I'm so used to just fast forwarding through commercials. So I think, especially now that I have a toddler running around, like, it's just kind of hard to focus sometimes or to actually see the important moments of the Olympics. So I have a feeling I'll be DVRing pretty much everything and then watching. And then, yeah, staying completely clear of all social media and, like, all text messages or anything, because if you even pick up your phone, it'll be like, here's a spoiler, you know. So you have to go in, like, the media cave.
Yep. Yes, I like that, a media cave.
Media cave. Darkness. Unplug. Except for your TV.
What about you, Kristen?
Well, I think it depends a little bit on where the Olympics are and, like, what the time zone situation is and, like, when things are running. But for the most part, like, I'll DVR anything that I'm really excited to watch, but I don't really avoid seeing the results because, like, I just want to know. Like, I don't think that I have the kind of patience that's required to, like, do the media cave and not pay attention. Like, I want to know if my girl won. I want to know what's happening. And then I'll still go and watch it. And I don't know. I don't know if it's a talent or not such a great thing, but I can get just as excited about a game totally knowing the outcome. The same as if I had no idea what was going to happen.
I'm the exact same way. I am the exact same. I will record something and then check and see if they won or lost, especially football. I'm a big football fan. And if they lost, a lot of times I'm like, I just can't do this to myself. That, you know,
it's not a bad way to protect your feelings sometimes.
Yeah.
I get it. The older I get, the more I need to protect my feelings. I'm guessing that it's okay, you know, sometimes. So,
and
well, this is really exciting.
One year, I remember the last Summer Olympics, my husband and I recorded, so I got bit in the ass for this, for DVRing. We recorded, we were like, oh my gosh, we need to walk the dog, but Michael Phelps is going to be on. Let's go ahead and we're going to DVR it. We'll go watch the dog and then we'll come back and we'll watch his swim. And so one of his many swims. So we go out, we watch the dog, we're DVRing it, we come back, we go to play it, and it cut off like right as he was
swimming. Oh,
our
no.
entire cable box like reset at the same point. And so we missed, and then it picked up like right after the end of the race. We're like, oh, but I mean, that's what YouTube was invented. You know what I mean? But
I was just going to say, at least you can always catch those moments.
Yeah. I was like, what are the odds? What are the odds it was off for exactly the race? So.
Oh, that makes me crazy.
I know.
All right. Well, so this is episode 2 and we're going to introduce right now. We're going to go right into our interview with April Ross. Chris and I are talking to her. We're in a time zone kind of thing right now. This is Tuesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday. We're going to record this interview and then you guys are going to hear it a few days later. So thank you guys so much. And once again, if you like what you hear, please subscribe and review. And that's all from us at the Fit Bottom Girls. Bye. Welcome back to the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. When we first started this podcast a few months ago, do you remember, Kristen, we went back and forth talking about ideas for dream guests, and we thought, let's get an Olympic athlete. And then we both kind of laughed like, yeah, right.
Yeah, seriously.
Who's going to be on our little show this soon? But we totally lucked out because today we have April Ross. She's on the USA beach volleyball team, excuse me. And April, why don't you say hi to everyone?
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Thank you so much. We'll just get right into it. This is Margo. So my first question for you is, you grew up by the beach in Southern California and you're 6'1". So it makes sense you would be attracted to beach volleyball. But what is it about the sport that took it from being a pastime to a passion for you?
Well, it's actually kind of funny. I hated beach volleyball growing up. So I did grow up on the beach. I did play volleyball, but I hated playing beach volleyball. So I was strictly indoor. And I think that was because trying to play on the sand is extremely tough and it's uncomfortable and you feel terrible about yourself because you're so bad. And so I just stuck to the indoor. I went to college and I played indoor. I played 3 years of professional indoor volleyball in Puerto Rico. And then at that point, I said, I hate this. Like, I've fallen out of love with indoor volleyball. I'm done. And so I quit the sport. I got a hostessing job at a restaurant. A couple months later, I kind of fell into beach volleyball. And at that point, I just fell in love with the culture. And I was still terrible, and I still didn't feel that great about myself playing volleyball, but the people were amazing, and it was just a new challenge I relished, and one thing led to another, and I finally kind of became good at it eventually.
You did kind of become good at it.
Yeah, kind of.
It's really
I'm getting,
cool.
I'm getting there.
Yeah. Well, it's really cool to hear you say how difficult it was to transition to sand because it is such a different sport from indoor. Now, one of the other things that's really different with indoor volleyball versus beach is the uniform. And we talk a lot about body confidence on Fit Bottomed Girls. And so I'm wondering, as someone who spends a lot of time in a bikini, I would love to know what you might have to say to our listeners and our readers about self-confidence and self-love.
Yeah, I struggled with it. So when I've played sports my entire life, but even in high school, I remember we'd do our track workouts and we'd do it in our spandex and our sports bra, and I'd be like, oh my gosh, like I'm so fat, like everyone else is so skinny and not feel great about myself, but I was in great shape and I was taking care of my body. So that's kind of where I started. And then throughout the years, you know, I think sports just encouraged me and proved to me over and over how amazing my body is. And you start, and the more I recognized that, the more I started to accept my body no matter what, you know, and we're always going to find, you know, what we think are imperfections in ourselves, and we're always going to critique ourselves, but you got to, you know, no one else sees those things, and you have to let those things go and appreciate yourself for what, you know, your body does for you, who you are, your uniqueness. You know, everybody's perfect in their own way, and it's for me, it was a lot of positive self-talk, and so easy to be negative to yourself, and it's so easy, especially in this age of social media, to compare yourself to everybody else, and that all matters. And I think the first step is recognizing that you're doing it and changing your thought patterns and speaking to yourself like you're your best friend. Picture giving yourself I do this sometimes. I picture giving myself a hug when I feel bad about myself, and I'm like, would I treat my best friend like this? Like, no, I wouldn't. So I talk to myself like I'm my best friend. And then I think on top of that, as long as your intent is to continue to try and treat your body right, that helps also. So if you're trying to improve your eating habits, if you're trying to get into the gym, that all improves your body confidence and your self-confidence and your self-acceptance.
You know, speaking of social media, I've been following you on Twitter and on Instagram, and you can follow April at April Ross Beach. And I love that one video of you swinging a golf club like a rock star. Like I think it was like a week or so ago. But something you wrote recently really, really made me laugh. I loved it. It was on Twitter. You wrote, "I got exactly nothing done on my to-do list today, and I feel great about it." So do you think as a busy, modern, active woman, we put too much pressure on ourselves to get everything done and be perfect and be organized?
I definitely do. And it has, I think I see other people trying to do it more than myself. And it's something I've recognized for a long time. Our time is extremely valuable, and you have to put a premium on what your priorities are, and it's okay to let some things fall by the wayside. I think it's better to not get everything done and take some time for yourself every day than to, you know, be perfect and accomplish your complete to-do list. And for me, I'm on the go all day every day. I leave my house at like 7 a.m. and I drive an hour and a half to practice and another hour to lift and then 45 minutes home. And so I have to, you know, just do the best that I can and take care of my body at the same time. And I have this great partnership with Uncrustables, and they help me be unstoppable in the way that I can just take them with me on the road and refuel all day, which is really important for an athlete, obviously. But it just preparation is huge, too. So if I can throw those in my bag and take them with me, it's one less thing I have to think about. But if I make mistakes during the day or I don't get stuff done, then it's just what it is. You know, you just have to accept it and be okay with it. And we're all human, and there's no need to be perfect. I think perfection is the farce, you know, and it's the surest way to become unhappy. You just have to not even worry about that.
Right on. I love that.
Totally.
Now, April, I heard from a mutual friend of ours that you're really close to your sister. And talk about sister friends at FBG a lot, too. And I just wondered if you could talk a little bit about the importance of having those really close, authentic female friendships, And especially for someone like you at your level of talent and fame and everything, it could get lonely at the top.
Yeah. I'm so thankful to have my sister. You know, it's just a bond that I never have to think about, and it's unconditional and it's unbreakable. And yeah, I don't know what I would do without her, to be honest. Today I had a super frustrating practice and my eye is all swollen, and I was just grumpy. I woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and I just, to have someone, I just texted her. I was like, I'm in a terrible mood. And to have somebody care that you're in a terrible mood and try and cheer me up, like, it made all the difference. And she's like, do you just need to complain? Like, just complain to me. And I was like, I have nothing to complain about. I'm just grumpy. And, like, she still, helped cheer me up. And I have a husband, and he's amazing. But sometimes he just doesn't understand that stuff. And so to have a close female friend is huge. And I've definitely learned that over the years. And to have that support means all the difference in the world, for sure.
Totally true. I totally agree with you. So you travel the world, and you go from tournament to tournament, and you're competing at the highest level. So how do you keep your nutrition on track? Because you're working your body pretty hard. And also, do you have a favorite treat?
Yeah, I do work my body really, really hard. And I found out through a blood test a couple of weeks ago that I was working my body a little too hard, and I needed to refuel a little bit better than I was. And so I bring those Uncrustables with me to practice, because I wasn't having anything afterwards for my body to recover. And it's really important, if you're going to put yourself through a really tough workout, that you refuel immediately afterwards. And so that has to be my favorite treat, because it allows me to get those glucose levels back up immediately. It has protein and carbs. And so I think any kind of snack or treat after workout should have those components. But that's kind of how I get through my busy, crazy, grinding days, is just to have that kind of thing with me and never be caught, starving, because that's the surest way to crash, and you just get exhausted and it's terrible. I'm sure you guys have been there and understand that. But
Yeah,
it's the worst. And so I just always try to make sure that I have some kind of like energy source with me, regardless of where I'm traveling, because then you travel and it's just hard sometimes to find what you need abroad. So I do travel with a lot of my own food as well.
That's really smart. We have one last question, and this is something that we ask everyone at the end of each interview. And that is, what is the last song you played before you joined us? And it's okay if it's embarrassing. The last thing was from someone, I think, was like a Wiggles one or something. So
from just, Kids Bop.
Yeah, Kids Bop. So it can be whatever you got.
Whatever song I played. Like,
or heard.
Or heard. Yes. In the car, on your iPad.
Okay. Let me see. I'm looking up my phone, my playlist. Okay. Oh, my gosh. I don't know if this is appropriate, but.
Go for it.
It's by DMX, and it's Get It on the Floor.
Yes. April,
best answer yet.
Yes.
It's a little R-rated, so maybe get the clean version.
Oh, that is great. I have to tell you that Carrie was named an official FBG a couple years ago after we tweeted back and forth. And I think that we can just go ahead and grant you that same status, because, girl, you are amazing. This is so cool.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so honored. Yes. I'm going to put it on my profile.
Yeah,
please
definitely.
Do.
There you go. Please.
We'll send you a shirt.
Yes.
Well, good luck. Good luck in Brazil. My goodness. When do you leave?
I leave on Saturday, so running around, trying to get everything finalized and ready to go, but feeling really excited.
Oh, well, we're so psyched for you. We're going to be rooting for you, so, good luck. Have a great time, and kick ass.
So much ass.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks
for having me, you guys.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Bye. All right.
Bye.
Bye.
That's it for this episode of the Fit Bottom Girls podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in. And if you like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe to us on whatever platform you use to listen to podcasts. And if you love what you're hearing, yay, leave a few stars and a review. That would be amazing. Be sure to follow us on all of our social media channels for Fit Bottom Girls.
FitBottom Zen, FitBottom Eats, and FitBottom Mamas. You just spell it all out and you will find us. Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, Pinterest, Instagram. Believe me, you will find us. If you want to reach out to say hi, have a question about a recent episode or interview, feel free to email us at podcast@fitbottomgirls.com. And if books and movies are also your thing, check out the other podcast I co-host called Book Versus Movie, which you can find anywhere where you search for podcasts. Thank you so much once again for dropping by. And remember, a life filled with laughter is a life well lived. Bye.